you're just putting yourself on tape in your home. And truth be told, this is the first self-tape audition that I've actually booked. Thank God. Funny enough, it's the same casting director who casted me for Chicago Fire. And that was supposed to have been for like two episodes, but it ultimately ended up being over five or six seasons. So Jonathan Strauss cast me for this FBI. On this episode, Missy makes her return. She was on leave for a bit with her newest baby. On this episode, we open essentially to a chase, and my character, Mateo Diaz, gets himself in some trouble. Thing is, with Mateo, he's in too deep, and the world he's in is the only world he knows. So his loyalty to his block and the folks on his block, he doesn't know of a world that exists outside of that. When he ultimately has to decide to give up the block, we really start to peel back the layers of who Mateo really is. And what I love about Mateo is there's initially grit and tenacity when we first see him. But although he's reformed at the end, he still has that grit, that intensity that I guess is just a part of him. And I think he ultimately makes the right decisions. But there's still the rawest, the most raw part of Mateo is still in him. So he does evolve over the course of the episode. But there are still certain characteristics that are very true and innate for Mateo that he doesn't quite peel off.
Oh, wow. It sounds like a really intense role.
It is. It is intense. But what I like about it is on the surface, yes, it is intense. And first read, it did look like, this is just one of those tough exterior guys. But with Mateo, he is a very hard exterior. But that's all because he's hiding something so in his head, so sinister. And he's more macho than every guy in his block because of what he's hiding. He has to be extra macho to keep his secret life a secret. And that's what I love about this character. It's layered.
Yeah. Now, is this a one-off character, or do we have a chance to see you again?
For now, it is a one-off. I guess a spoiler is that in the big shootout, Mateo doesn't die from this shootout. So he isn't exactly killed off in the world of FBI. He does exist somewhere. At the moment, we're not in talks to come back, but who knows? But it is a possibility. Mateo is still alive in FBI world.
Good to hear. Good to hear. What was the biggest challenge about playing him?
You know, the biggest challenge may have been just on a professional level. Having come back to set after COVID, I forget that no matter how hard you or how well you prepare, on the day, everything's moving so fast. And I love Missy for saying that as well. And I guess she noted, you know, she said, you can prepare and prepare and prepare, but on the day, you have a director has one idea, writer has a different vision, right? And it's a collaborative effort, but the pace with which you have to work is something that if you're not in it every day, it does take some acclimating to adapt successfully. I think that was the hardest part of being on set for FBI.
Nice. And what was your favorite memory about it?
Favorite memory? Favorite memory would be going back for a reshoot, which was super recent, maybe a week ago. It was my favorite because I feel as though this was what Mateo and Missy, this is between scenes, of course, this would have been what Mateo and Missy would have been like if they were just shooting the breeze together. Very, very casual, very compatible, get along well, right? I think Mateo's character took to Missy's character because Missy's a tough one, right? And Mateo's no... he's no punk, you know. He loves a challenge. He loves folks who are like him. And I think the last day, or rather for the reshoot, everyone was able to kind of just not have their walls, you know, built so high. And it was just great to be in Missy's company without all of the intensity. That was my favorite moment being on set for FBI.
And what's next for you?
Recently, so, you know, my birthday was in September.
Oh, September what?
17th. Are you a Virgo?
No, Libra. I'm the 24th.
Libra. All right, we're not too far. Holy smokes. I know a lot of Libras. I bottomless brunch with a lot of Libras. Fun people. For my birthday this year, I didn't celebrate it in the traditional sense. What I did, however... I bought a bunch of professional lenses and other shooting equipment so that I can finally shoot a lot of stuff that I've been working on. I've been writing and such, and for 2023, I think very early in 2023, I'll start to shoot some of my own content, and we'll see where that goes. I am looking forward to it, and I'm super excited. I feel like for once, I'm kind of doing something for me.
Good for you. I'm really proud of you. That sounds great.
Yeah, thanks.
Nice. And one thing I like asking people I interview is tell me a fun fact about yourself that might surprise your fans.
Fun fact. I've gotten in the habit of drinking champagne I can't goddamn afford. That's really no fault of my own. You know, being on some of these productions, you're exposed to a lifestyle that's super amazing. but when all is said and done, and you kind of just back to your or my when I'm back to my regular self, you know, the reality might not be that I can afford a $95 glass of DP or Louis Roederer. So I guess a fun fact would be that I enjoy a very nice glass of champagne.
Very nice. It is good sometimes for a nice little treat.
Holy smokes, yes. Maybe we don't do it enough. But for 2023, I'm going to walk in and kind of focus on treating myself a little bit more.
As you should. You absolutely should be treating yourself more. You're worth it.
I like that. I'm going to run with that.
Nice. And since we're a TV site, what are you watching these days other than FBI?
Oof. So I always catch stuff years after. I just finished a great show that was taken off the air in 2021, Shameless. That show was amazing. I'm also catching up on Breaking Bad. So those are kind of the shows that I'm watching now. Film-wise, I guess this season, Woman King was great. Tar was also amazing with Kate Blanchett. And Blue's Clues was dope as well.
Yeah, that's cute. How'd you get into seeing that?
So I don't think I'm supposed to share this, but this year I'm part of the Union's voting committee for the upcoming SAG Awards.
Okay.
So we do get access to screenings and Q&As more times than not in advance of their actual release dates.
Oh, very good.
It's been
good.
A fun couple of months. It's been so much fun.
That is adorable. I'm so excited for you. And where can we follow you on social media so we can continue to follow your career?
Yes. So my Instagram handle is at the J suggest Lima. That's Lima, like Lima, Peru. And same holds for Twitter and Facebook.
All right. I will definitely send you a follow.
Wonderful. And I'll follow back
as
well. Thank
you so much. Yes, thank you. I know you have to go, so I'll let you go. But thank you for taking your time, and I can't wait to have you back on soon.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it. We'll chat soon.
Yep. Have a good one.
Be well. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.